Now it all comes down to Thursday for the Prescott Cardinals girls softball team. That's because the Cardinals fell to Ellsworth 2-1 right here on KDWA Tuesday afternoon. Now the two teams are tied at the top of the conference, and the conference champion will be determined in Thursday's game on the road back in Ellsworth, also live on KDWA. The game will start at 4:30 p.m. Before we get to that, Game 1 of the week against Ellsworth just didn't go the way the Cardinals wanted it to. Head coach Nick Johnson has a recap.
Yeah, it was a tough one. It was a tough one to swallow, but we have to move on. We have to move on quickly. We can't dwell on it because Thursday now sets up the first place outright winner in our conference, and it's at Ellsworth, and it's a tough place to play. But you know what? We'll be ready. Seeing their pitcher last night for the first time, I think, is going to really help us and benefit us. And we got to correct some things. We've got to clean some things up, but it's going to be fun. I know that. It's always fun with that rivalry, and now it's so much on the line. Couldn't ask for anything better as a fan. I know that.
How did Ellsworth find that chink in the armor of the Cardinals on Tuesday?
Well, their pitcher, she dominated us. I mean, she flat out controlled the game. I mean, we had two hits. We hit two balls hard, and that's just not going to cut it. It's just not good enough against a team like that. And we have to find a way to put the ball in play more. We struck out 10 times. But then we got to clean some things up defensively. And again, they're a good team. Alice Stewart, hats off to Alice. She threw a phenomenal game for us. 7 innings, 3 hits, 9 strikeouts. I mean, she gave us every opportunity to win that game. We couldn't ask for anything more out of her, but I mean, she's going to have to throw great again. We know that, and she's been great all season. She's had an unbelievable season, and we expect nothing but the same tomorrow night.
Though the Cardinals still have a sour taste in their mouth after Tuesday's loss to Ellsworth, they did some great things at home on Tuesday night that they can take with them on Thursday back down Highway 10.
Well, I think besides a couple of mishaps defensively, we played very well. A couple things that really cost us happened, but besides that, we were pretty clean defensively. We made big plays. I mean, we made some really outstanding plays as well. So we got to continue to play good defensively, cut down a couple of those mistakes that did cost us. And then, like you said, offensively, we got better towards the middle to the end of the game. Our at-bats got better. We started putting the ball in play. So the positive is I think the more we see it, the better we're going to feel, the better we're going to hit. And, you know, now getting 3-4 at-bats against her last night, and we know we're going to see Ellsworth's pitcher again tomorrow. We feel good about our chances now, having that opportunity to see her once and lead into tomorrow night.
We know that Ellsworth on Thursday is the biggest game in front of the Cardinals, but we can't go any further without noting that seeding for playoffs will happen this weekend. Coach Johnson with more.
Every sport and season is a little different. Softball, baseball, you know, that's a coach's meeting. We get together over a Zoom call and we give our spiel about what seeds we think we should get, and we go from there and the coaches vote, and then the brackets come out, and however it falls. You know, coaches can appeal, stuff like that, but we're pushing for that one seed. We really are, and I think we need to take care of business tomorrow and probably take care of business Friday against River Falls to really make that statement for the one seed. But, you know, it's a 9-team bracket in our sectional, and we have a lot of teams we're not familiar with. A lot of teams down south, kind of to the middle of the state. So you get what you get in that seeding meeting, and then playoffs open up next Thursday already, which is just absolutely crazy to me. And the 8-9 team will play in our bracket, and everybody else will get by. So we got a good team. We're going to get a bye, and that's pretty much a sure thing. So we would potentially open up the following Tuesday when things would get rolling for us, and that opponent is to be determined, obviously.